City Podcast, episode 3.
Yeah.
Miniskirts and fishnets tonight. Two tough sound have come to clash and youths come round. Check the action, dubs rain down. It's Virgin City time again.
Yes, yes, sounds of Westbound Train from their first album, Searching for a Melody, on Stubborn and Megalith Records, joint release there. Thing called Virgin City Time. Thanks for that one, Obi. And welcome to the Virgin City Podcast, episode 3. I'm King Django.
I am Steady Rocker.
And we are here to entertain you for a little while with some ska, some reggae, and whatever else might happen. Because Virgin City, after all, can be a very strange place.
Anything can happen.
Oh, gosh. Yo, what's up, Philip?
What up?
Chilling in the cut.
What's the deal today?
We're going to hang out, play some music again, you know?
I know it.
Hey, someone knocking at the door?
Who that be?
Go get the door, Phil. All
right.
Oh, gosh. Hey, look who it is. All right. So today we got a very special guest here in the studio with us. We got our very good friend, Mr. Vic Ruggiero.
How you doing?
How you doing there, Vic?
Doing pretty good.
You know what? I can't see you because of how Phil set things up. I think it's a little unpleasant that way.
It's like a confessional.
Is it? I wouldn't know.
It's like, bless me, Jeff, I have sinned.
Oh, and then I'm like, greedily sucking up the details over here on the other side, right?
Like, and then I, and after that, I...
Yeah.
And then I took her socks and I...
Oh, the socks. That was you? I was wondering where the socks
were. Took her stockings and wrapped them around my...
I saw pictures of that on the internet actually a long time ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, with you in the pictures.
Oh, no. Don't mention it.
Hang on a second there. Alrighty then. let's see. So this is our third episode. You didn't hear the first two, I know, but you should listen to them. They're very annoying, especially for someone like you. And let's see. We had a lot of emails.
A lot of emails coming from you guys. Lovely emails.
VirginCityPodcast@gmail.com is the email address if you want to get in touch with us about the show. And we have people, sending us comments and suggestions and this and that and the other thing. And we're kind of wondering what you guys think. Some people said they wanted to hear the songs longer because we've been kind of like playing the songs like a minute and a half. We were doing that so we can get more songs in.
Yeah, it's like reggae style. Like, why play the whole song? And with the attention spans of the population right now, even I can't pay attention. I like to a single.
That was my logic.
It's ridiculous. I'll put on a 45 and I got to stop it before the last verse.
You're going to too many dance hall shows. So,
generation of ADD.
So yeah, I thought... That was our thinking when we started the show. We were like, let's make it real short, real tasty and short, and just give a little flavor. Play a little chorus verse, go to the next one. So, you get an idea of what's out there, what's happening. But, we still want to hear what you guys think. So, virgincitypodcast@gmail.com.
For all your requests, shout-outs.
Yeah, send in requests, shout-outs, whatever. And, all right, so now let's just, we're going to get into it. But, we love to hear from you guys, so drop us the line. Yo, so what's up, Steady Rocker?
We're listening to the Virgin City Rollers right now, King Django.
True, this I know.
Off the Virgin City Sessions compilation, song called Sugar.
Right on. People were saying, that we should say what is Virgin City? What is Stubborn Records? What is this all about? Because a lot of people heard the podcast and don't really know much. But that's part of the reason we're doing the podcast, right?
Yes, sir.
So we got Mr. Vic Ruggiero in here today, who was actually around a lot at the inception of Virgin City.
Indeed.
Vic, the Slackers used to rehearse in that old space on East 3rd Street in New York before it was a recording studio, right? You guys were already rehearsing in there before the equipment was there.
Well, actually, that's how I don't know. That's how I became better friends with you, I think, right?
By rehearsing there?
I don't know. Maybe right before that. But it was around the same time.
You know, it's funny. Remember the first time that we hung out?
Yeah. right near the space.
Yeah, around the corner. I remember. I think I was probably a little drunk.
Yeah, me
I was
too.
Walking home from somewhere. I was walking down 2nd Avenue. I used to live in the Lower East Side. And I was walking past a funeral home. And who do I see drinking a 40 on the stoop of the funeral home in the middle of the night?
There you go.
But Vic. And like, we knew who each other were, but we never hung out before. Because you were playing with Taggio at that time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I went out for a bike ride in the middle of the night because I couldn't sleep.
Were you living on 23rd Street at that
time? Yeah, 23rd Street.
With?
With Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was living with Happy and Jimmy Foster.
Hey, this is good. This all kind of ties together.
We got
a nice announcement to make today, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, today we just sent in the new Sick and Mad album for release on Stubborn Records. It should be in the Stubborn store in about 3-4 weeks. And for those of you that don't know, Sick and Mad is what you call a slacker side project. Vic's punk rock band with his friend Happy. Actually, Vic's first band. With Happy, Marcus Geared from the Slackers, and Ara Babajan from the Slackers and Leftover Crack. So, Steady Rocker, what are we going to listen to right now from the Sick and Mad record?
A sneak preview from their album, Songs for the Revolution. A song called Shopping for More, featuring Papa B from Japan.
About like them run the town. Inexpensive clothes, just shopping for more. Not shopping for function, them shopping for more. Them shopping and them shopping and them shopping for more. Them shopping and them shopping and they don't know what for. Them shopping and them shopping and them shopping for more. Them shopping and them shopping and they don't know what for. It could be Mitsukoshi or it could be Isetan. Buying books from Kinokuniya or vegetables from Old Fachan. Roll on greedy consumer, but don't forget this. All over the world, the homeless get this. Them shopping and them shopping and them shopping for more. Them shopping and them shopping and they don't know what for. Them shopping and them shopping and them shopping for more. Them shopping and them shopping and they don't know what for.
あれもこれも買わなけりゃ本日限りだ。どう？えい、流行りの服もあれば、廃れるのも定めだ。買い物中毒症を止めてくれ誰か。どう？えい。
All right, sounds of Sick and Mad with Shopping for More from their forthcoming album, Songs for the Revolution. So Vic, let's get back to talking about the first time that we met. You were on 23rd Street, so you were living there with Happy. That's cool. So yeah, so I bumped into Vic and he was drinking a 40 and then we were like, oh, I know you.
Yeah, because I think the band was talking to you about something at the time. Like maybe Taji was trying to get space in the rehearsal space or something?
I don't really remember, but I just know I had hung out with Marcus and TJ before that at a Selector show.
Yeah.
Where Marcus had hooked me up on the line with some marijuana vodka.
I was at that show too, I think.
You were?
Yeah.
I didn't meet you at that show.
Yeah.
But I was online waiting to get in with Marcus and
Yeah, I totally remember that.
Marcus and TJ, man.
At Tramps.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So we should go back to the early days and play some stuff from the very beginning of Virgin City Studio. The very first thing that was done in Virgin City was the King Django Roots and Culture record, because as it happens, Taggio was there. That was the day that the studio got put together, because Taggio was running back and forth to the music store for me, picking up cables and things while I was sweating and putting things together, because I had canceled the session at another studio that day and called the band and said, yo, don't go there, come here. And they were like, oh my God, he's lost. Were you around at that time?
I think I was out on the road. When the Slackers moved into Virgin City, I was in California. I had driven my friend Bronwyn over to California.
I remember Brownlee.
And when I came back, the Slackers had a rehearsal space. And it was like, oh, wow, cool. Like, we got a rehearsal space? Crazy. And it was like, oh, it's the version, well, it wasn't Virgin City yet, but it's the dance track space. And I was like, no way. That's really cool. Because it was like the Skinner Box, you know?
Yeah, Skinner Box moved down there in like 89.
Yeah, because before that, right? Didn't you guys rehearse a Giant? You guys had a Giant space.
Yeah, I was in Giant with the Boilers for a long time.
Because I remember we had a room at Giant. And
just before it closed, huh?
Yeah, we were there until it closed.
So, yeah, so let's see. I'm going to play something from my record. I feel like a weirdo doing a podcast and playing my own records and shit. You know, it's kind of like, why?
Say, I'm going to play something from this great band.
Although no one else plays my records on their shit, so I might as well play.
What about Gabe? Gabe bigs you up all the time.
Shh, you can't mention his show on our show.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
He's like our competition and shit.
He clashes.
Just kidding. Gabe, we love you. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I help Gabe a lot.
Which Gabe?
Send him food packages and stuff.
Food stamps.
Pressure Drop Podcast. Big up Pressure Drop Podcast. So yeah, so I'm going to actually play, I want to play something from the original version of Roots and Culture, but I'm just going to play a little touch of it, and then I'm going to segue into the remix, remastered, special edition. This is the kind of the popular one. This was a big hit in Germany this
year
for me. Yeah, I got a big check from ASCAP for this one. So
all, right.
All of a sudden, I love when that happens, but I didn't get that much money. You know, for me, it's a lot of money, but you know, for like Diane Warren, she didn't even notice when I was getting all her royalties for I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith on my statements. All right, so with no further ado,
because I don't want to miss
Yes, that really happened. I'll tell you about that another time. I'm going to play Shticklach from King Django, Roots and Culture, original version, cutting into the remix remastered special edition version. This is actually the first thing I ever engineered. Album. I'm singing in Yiddish there. And this was one of the very first things recorded, actually the first album completed at Virgin City back in the late 90s there, when we had all kinds of people running in and out of the studio at all hours of the day and night doing all kind of mashups and craziness.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm actually right there at the top of all that stuff with that song Cocaine. Because the Insteps were recording.
Cocaine is one of the first tracks.
Right, that we did where somebody sang over somebody else's track, right?
Yeah. Yeah, what I remember now is that the Insteps had come in. I had that little portable DAT recorder. Remember that thing? That little Sony DAT recorder. And I bought, like, you know, what I thought was a pretty nice microphone at the time.
Yeah.
A stereo mic, a one-point stereo mic for that. We had bands come in and record rhythm section to a stereo, just live in the room. And that rhythm track is like that. It's like one, you know, well, two tracks, but at Stereo Live. We took a bunch of rhythms like that, and then...
Yeah, did you just get the tape machine then? Or was it still on the cassette?
The multi-track or the...
The multi-track.
I got the multi-track, like, pretty much, I guess, the multi-track was the thing that turned it into a recording studio,
right?
Right
after the Rancid gigs, right?
It was more like, I think, the beginning of 97, as I recall, when things really started getting put together, you know?
Because I remember we did the first recordings on L's cassette machine.
Yeah, we weren't doing that there, were we?
We did it at L's house, and then
yeah,
you had it down there.
We were messing around at L's house.
Remember we
right.
did that that cool Brantee had, if you find a good love, a young man, make a
We did a bunch
friend.
Of stuff. That's the whole Roots, Branch, and Stem album. That was Stubborn All-Stars rhythm.
And was there one?
But that actually wasn't done on... That rhythm was tracked from Coyote, wasn't it?
Mm.
I don't remember. But anyway, how did Cocaine happen?
I came down, and I had written lyrics on the train.
That's called graffiti, man.
And then when I got down to the thing, I was like, oh, I got these lyrics. And you were like, hey, we just recorded the Insteps, and there's an instrumental. And you were like, got any lyrics? And I was like, yeah, I just wrote some.
Awesome.
And it was totally to something like it was supposed to be a country song. And then they had this, like, you know, boom, 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 boom. And I was like, yeah, that'll work.
Oh, let's listen to Cocaine right now.
Yeah.
Here we go, Mr. Vic Ruggiero. From the record, Virgin City. The year is 1997, I believe, on the Stubborn Records label. Cocaine.
Up above the scene, a crime that was no fault to me. Driving in a busted car, a girlfriend of my heart. When I say I missed the train, cause I was disoriented. The truth is I ain't wrong or right. We need the coming night. A cocaine. Crazy color blue, just like you. 4 o'clock and winter sky, interrupted by the fire train. Fire engine red, but I know I'm not dead, because I'm freezing.
People ask you for this song a lot?
Yeah, well, yeah, out in Ann Arbor, I was doing this gig, and they're like, play Cocaine, play Cocaine. And they sang the whole song, like the whole thing, every line, all the ones that I forgot, all the little doodads that I threw in there because I forgot.
That's from the 1997 release on Stubborn Records, Virgin City.
What else is on there? Isn't Motel Room on there?
Yeah, Motel Room is on this
so
as well.
So that's like the beginning of everything, really.
Yeah.
That record, 97, is like, it's the year Red Light came out, and that's the year Virgin City basically put out their first thing.
That was the year the studio started.
And that was the year of the ever-popular Ska Mob Tour, wasn't it? 97?
Mm-hmm. I believe that is true.
So, I mean, basically, that's like...
The beginning of my downfall.
The beginning of everybody's downfall. Like, we've never been the same since. I you know.
Yeah, you got Crazy Ballhead on here. You got Victor Rice on this record.
Vic
you know,
Rice's solo thing.
On this record.
Even Jay's got solo tunes on there, right?
Yeah, it's as Crazy Ballhead with St. Edward and Rocker T and thing. Rocker T's on it. Everybody that was hanging out.
Yeah.
97, I started putting together gear because I always wanted to have a studio, you know? And basically, it was like Slackers were rehearsing there, as you mentioned earlier. Skinner Box was rehearsing there.
Yeah, Insteps would come down.
Insteps were hanging out. Agent 99 was rehearsing there at the time
Agent
for
99.
A little while, too, until Alec. Is Alec still with Leftover Crack now?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Alec was a junkie and he stole everybody's freaking gear and sold it for smack.
But he since he's so we had been to take, nice.
Yeah, but I don't think he ever paid us back for the stuff he stole.
No, but I thought most of it came back, didn't it?
Something came back. One thing came back, and one, I don't know.
No, because I know we went to go
pick up
our stuff.
It wasn't my stuff that got ripped off, but...
We went to go get our stuff, and we were like, oh, somebody must have borrowed our drums and guitars and amps. And then we were going to a gig.
He
we
took
borrowed
all that
everything.
Stuff?
Yeah, but then luckily the guy that he like left
took
it with
to?
Knew us.
Oh, man.
And was like, yo, you know, I saw your bass or something.
My keyboard player got really ripped off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was actually... That was Giora at the time, Giora Katz. Yeah, he got really jacked, man. But apropos to this conversation, we're listening to Damage by Victor Rice in the background here. Also from the Virgin City album.
You know, my ma liked Vic Rice's records the best.
Your mom didn't like me, I remember.
But she used to call you the Bad
the
Jeff
Bad
Baker.
Jeff Baker, because I used to...
Why'd she call him the Bad Jeff Baker?
Because he kicked me out of the band.
It was because I used to give him a hard time for fucking being late all the time and stuff.
I missed
the
gig.
Missing gigs, never showing up in rehearsals.
I was sitting at home. I got home late from work, and I totally forgot there was a gig, and, like, it really sucked. And then I was like, oh, no. And then I showed up, and I was like... Jeff was like, well, that's it, man. That's it. You can't be in the band. I was like, oh. And my mother was like, Jeff Baker. Bad Jeff Baker.
But it wasn't me that was bad. See, I'm always taking the blame for Vic.
I know. My mom was always defending me.
Of course,
my
it's your
teachers.
Mom. She should. That's how moms are. But that's why you can't ever believe them about anything either. You know, it's like, hey, Ma, you're my mom. What do you think? Victor Rice with Damage. So around that same time, remember this one, Vic?
That's Nicer by the Hour.
Rocker T, Nicer by the Hour.
The cool thing about that record is that it really is the organic thing that was happening at the Virgin City space.
Yeah, I think both of these albums are, the Virgin City one and the Rocker T one.
Well, the Virgin City one, definitely, because you know that's what? A document of all the things that were going on. But the way I understand that the Rocker T record went down is actually, it was the dream of, like, the studio, that an artist could get all these other cool dudes on his record without even trying. Like, I had put organ parts on rhythms that everybody had done, and we'd come down and play on rhythms after gigs, just lay down bass parts or, like, whatever. And then suddenly, Rocket T shows up and chats on everything. And the way Jay tells me is that, like, he just came down really to chat on, like, two or three songs and ended up doing, like, 17.
Special request on Livication. Yeah. Twally Boss DJ.
Right.
All of the roughneck selector.
Yeah.
Now in your area. Do you want little rocker?
Yeah.
As I would tell you.
Yeah.
I would say. As I would mention.
Yeah.
This one is Twally Boss DJ.
Watch out.
This one is Golly Roughneck Selector. As I would really like to pass through.
Yeah.
As I would really like to do this style for you. For all of the massive and all of the crew. And you and you and you and you and you. And I don't know who else so. Watch out.
Yes, I saw me say, the Ram same way. A night with a day, me a boss DJ. And yes, I saw me say, the Ram same way. A night with a day, me a boss DJ. Yo, you may come a kick it right through your earway. That means it, the DJ, ya give me earplay. You happy and you love it and you feel irate. That means it, the DJ, DJ, okay. And yes,
yes, I saw me say, me ram same way. A night without day, me a boss DJ. But yes, I saw me say, me ram same way. A night without day, me a boss DJ. Me take a little walk and me make a survey. Babylon in a the way, try make a delay. Them never give a rasta man no fear play. And no matter what I come, and no matter what I mean, and no matter where them do, and no matter where them say, work from midnight to the middle of the day. Okay, ayo, okay, ayo, you can't say, ayo, you can't say, ayo. And yes, that's what me say, me ram same way. A night with a day, me a boss DJ. A night with a day, me ram same way. Ah yes, I saw me stay, me a boss DJ. Start on a Sunday, take it to a Monday. Move it to a Tuesday, over to a Wednesday. Me chuck it Thursday, I say flip on a Friday. On Saturday, I feel me Saturday.
Alright, that's Rocker T with Boss DJ from his album Nicer by the Hour on Stubborn Records.
Remember, pick up all his great music selection on www.stubbornrecords.com.
Rocker T, I hadn't seen him for a long time. We used to hang out all the time back in the, like I said, in the middle 80s, late 80s, when Skedanks and Boilers were rehearsing at Giant Studios. In fact, Skinnerbox and Skedanks played their first gig ever together.
Pretty cool.
At downtown Beirut on Houston Street. That was the first Skinnerbox and the first...
Now that brings back some memories, first Rocker, downtown Beirut.
You know, first Skedanks gig. Yeah, so like we were good friends, you know, but he was doing the whole hip-hop dance hall thing, and I was still doing the ska thing and stuff, and we hadn't really seen each other for a while, and then you know, I started the studio and everything, and Jay and Vic had the keys to the studio, Victor Rice, and I remember one day all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, you know this guy Rocker T? I'm like, what do you mean do I know Rocker T? I think they knew I knew him, but yeah. They were like, oh yeah, we have Rocker T came down and started doing some stuff, and I was like, what? Toby's there? Get out of here.
Yeah.
I gotta come down, you know?
Yeah.
Cause it was like that. I hadn't seen him in so long and stuff. Yeah, it was, you know, old friends back together again and stuff.
Well, you know, the thing, I knew that you guys knew each other, because the first time that I met, I didn't even meet you then, actually. The first time I met Taggio, I went to see Skinnerbox, and Rocker T showed up and started chatting, and it was at Continental Divide.
Yeah, we should listen to some Skinnerbox right now. Straight to Hell, off their album, Demonstration. This is another Virgin City recording.
I had seen you guys a week before opening up for Bad Manners.
Get out of here. That really happened?
Yeah.
No way.
Skatalites were supposed to play, and they couldn't make it. So you guys took the gig, like, last minute. And I had always thought that you guys were like a super skinhead band because you were called Skinnerbox.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was B.F. Skinner.
It was just me.
But anyway.
It was just me with the boots and braces.
But I thought Skinnerbox must be like an oi band or something, right?
Yeah.
And then I saw you guys, and you played, because you were doing the Skatalites thing, you played all Skatalite style, ska. Mm. You played whatever covers you knew, plus like Falafel Hummus, and like, and I was like, wow, this band has totally been hiding out, and I don't even know who they are. So I heard you guys were playing at Continental. I was in an argument with my girlfriend at the time, and I said, screw you, I'm going out.
Feel the steel mills rust. Water froze in the generation. Clear as winter ice, and this is your paradise. There ain't no need for you. There ain't no need for you.
You guys played like some ska, like some two-tone stuff, and then you just totally went into like the next zone, and it was like funk, and then it was like funk, and then suddenly Rocker T shows up, and it's like dancehall, and he's like rapping.
That's what Skinnerbox was like.
And it was like, what is
insanity.
This band?
Insanity.
And I was like, play some ska. I wanted to hear the Skatalites.
That was you yelling that?
Yeah. And then sure enough, it's like, you know, Rocker T shows up and he's like rapping, and then it almost turned into like a Beastie Boys kind of thing, like before the Beastie Boys were cool. You know, before they were cool for doing it.
Oh gosh.
You guys were way ahead of your time, man.
Doesn't get me nowhere. Never
Damn
does.
It. Damn it. That show is the whole reason that I'm in, that the Slack has got started.
Mm.
Actually. Weird, huh? I totally forgot about that until just now.
It ain't Coca-Cola, it's rice. Go straight to heaven, boy. 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 Oh, Papa San, please take me home. Oh, Papa San, everybody, they wanna go home. So Mama San says, USA, Parkland International, ha, junkie down the USA, with fruitcake brews, the purest rockman group, rat poison, the volatile Molotov says, can you cough it up loud and strong? The immigrants, they wanna sing all night long. It could be anywhere, most likely any frontier, anywhere, any hemisphere, anywhere, no man's land. There ain't no asylum here. King Solomon ain't never lived round here. Go straight to hell, boys. Go straight to hell, boys. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boys.
All right, that was Skinner Box's version of Straight to Hell by The Clash. Let's get into the Victor Rice album, Adversion City.
1999 this came out, but this was really recorded, I guess, over the whole period of 97-98. I think it was a little more calculated.
Well, like, Victor asked me to play on those songs. Those
weren't tunes you could just jam on. No, yeah, this was more like arranged and written.
I had to make an appointment with Vic to play those tunes because he had to show me the charts, and he
that was more arranged sessions. Here's Victor Rice from the album Victor Rice in Adversion City with a song called Patience.
Rice was like, okay, I'm gonna make a record. And I came down and I was like, everybody's making a record. And I got all freaked out.
That's when you started
Understanding New Jersey.
Yeah, but you had originally just done those first two songs, which was Motel Room and Papa Told Me.
Yeah, actually, why don't you play the Motel Room that's on there? Because I don't think that's anywhere else.
Oh.
That's only on that record.
It's on Understanding New Jersey or not?
It's not.
It isn't.
It's only released on that record.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, in that case, Motel. Here we go.
Victor Ruggiero.
Credited as Lord Sluggo on this record.
Indeed.
That was because of your haircut at that time, right? It was when you had no hair. You were born like a number one or a number two or something. And, that's you know, right. I thought you looked exactly like Sluggo from Sluggo and Nancy Comics.
With the paperboy cap.
Yeah, with the hat and the jacket and stuff. And I was like, oh, you look exactly like
and
Sluggo.
And Chrissy looked just like Nancy from the comic strip.
So, you know, I just couldn't resist.
And you told us we should have babies. Me and the Wicks.
You tried.
I didn't.
You tried a few hundred times. Anyway. All right.
Again, from the 1997 album, Virgin City.
Motel Room by Vic Ruggiero, a.k.a. Lord Sluggo.
Said I'll meet you in a motel room. Nothing much to say to you. Might as well just lay down. Oh, there ain't no use us hanging around. Then you call me up on the telephone. You wanted to know if I was alone. Said meet me up on Route 63. Baby, all alone, just you and me. Nothing much to say, and I don't know what I'm doing anyway. Might as well have another drink. Another drink make it easy.
Yeah, so that kind of like sums up, I would say, the initial period of Virgin City Studio, the creation.
Yeah.
We didn't really get too much into the details. Maybe we can expand later, but...
But, you know, the details aren't important, man. It's about the vibes.
The launch of the studio and how the vibe was when everybody was hanging out there making records. And that's pretty much all the like.
And it was cool. What was important about it?
Spontaneous.
Was it was cool.
Off the cuff
kind of
thing.
And nobody knew it was cool.
Yeah, we didn't really know what we were doing.
It was cool because it just was cool.
We didn't know what we were doing at all.
People look back and try to say it was this, it was that, but you know, it was just cool, man.
All right, well, thanks very much for stopping by. I'm sure you'll probably stop by again because you kind of live about a mile away. And
that's how it happens.
How long have we known each other now?
Many, many years.
I'll go with that. Kids don't need to know this stuff.
Shit, yeah.
We still both have all our hair.
Yeah. And,
we're the only ones, too, yeah.
We're
the only two. All right. Well, cool.
Yeah.
All right, Virgin City Podcast. We'll see you guys next time.
Ridiculous.
Ain't no use us hanging around. Ain't no use us hanging around. Ain't no use us hanging around.